This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Every community has that one person who does all they can to make life better for others. In Wilberforce, that person is Kathy Rogers. She's the type of person who can be called on to take on any initiative that improves her town for those who live there. That's why she's hard at work with the rest of the Wilberforce Fundraising Committee, getting everything ready for the upcoming annual gigantic penny raffle and spaghetti dinner taking place this Saturday, July 18th. Rogers spoke with Canoe FM recently to talk about this year's event. She says it's a great day of fun, fundraising, and fellowship for both locals and cottagers.
They used to do one way back two arenas ago when it was a dirt floor. The Red Cross Outpost did a little penny raffle. And so Mary Barker kind of revived it at one point in time. We were doing renovations in the lounge at the hall. And then it got dropped for a bit. And then we picked it back up again. Our group is called the Wilberforce Fundraising Group. And so we've kind of taken on doing it. We aren't formally incorporated. We're just a community group of volunteers. Our goal is simply to improve activities and improve our community and keep Wilberforce. We just help out with things. We help out with the Santa Fund. We help out with the school. We replace the clock in the arena. We just do all kinds of different things. We have a student bursary now. We give out to students that have graduating grade 12 that have come through, live in Wilberforce or come through the Wilberforce school. So we run them. We have the Maple Syrup Festival, and then we do the penny raffle are kind of our big things. And this year we just donated a big bench for the park that's not quite done yet. So we're looking at donating another statue for over the park. So we're just improving our community and the activities within. So we kind of pretty much will tag just about anything if we think it's good for the community.
Rogers says the penny raffle is a much loved local event. She says there's never an issue getting donations of specialty baskets or other raffle items. Some people spend all year getting items ready for the raffle, and on the actual day are thrilled to see who ends up with what.
Because it's been going on for so long, people just love doing it. It's amazing the people that spend the year buying stuff to make baskets to donate. We ask for new or nearly new things, so it's like you want to re-gift something. And we try to encourage the businesses to come and donate and to do something to draw them in. Like at the gas station, do gift certificates so then they come in. So they're going to come in and spend some money and look around and check out your business. That's kind of what we suggest. Lots of people still just do an item that's donated, but it's the people that year after year bring stuff in and buy stuff to put in. They just have a blast doing it. We used to always say we have more than 100 items. Now we have to try to trim it back so we don't get over 200. Because then the draw goes on for so long. So we open up in the afternoon. We started doing that so that it's not as busy in the afternoon. And if you have accessibility issues, you can come in and take your time going around. So we open from 1 to 3 where you can come and peruse around. And we're getting things set up and ready to go. Usually now we have the snack bar open because quite a few people come in the afternoon. And then in the evening from 5:30 till 8, then we have kids games on the go. She's got the hat decorating table. The kids just, I think she has more things at that hat decorating table to put on hats that you can imagine. You make your own hat and then they have a hat parade. Adults, kids, everyone does it. We now actually do this raffle because it became more complex with the lottery. We weren't properly set up yet. So we now actually do it with the agricultural fair and with the Red Cross Outpost, the Wilberforce Heritage Guild. So the three of us combined to do it. We were starting to get slim on volunteers. They were looking for other ways to fundraise. So they'd approached us and it worked out well because then we needed them for the lottery license. They help us get all of that set up and take that portion. The Outpost kind of looks after all of the cash and they're getting all the ticket sellers. We all gather up prizes for the donations and work that night. So it's kind of a nice community effort that we all get together and share. So that works. And it's a big event. Ahead of us opening in the evening, the curling club does a spaghetti supper across the road. So you can come have your spaghetti supper and then come enjoy the raffle. So you can come on in, and it doesn't cost you anything to come in. You come in, you can look at the 200 prizes all you like. You decide that you want to participate in the raffle. It's $2 a card, and the card has 25 tickets on it and a door prize. The more cards you buy, you get better deals. You get extra cards as you buy more. So then you break up all the tickets, because if it's not broken up, we don't pick it. We usually have little baggies there so you can break up your tickets if you get a lot. And then you go around and the prize you want to win, you put the ticket in.
The prizes up for grabs are as diverse and unique as the people who donate them, Rogers says.
Absolutely. Anything you can imagine. There's all kinds of items, usually lots of puzzles. There's our big prizes are usually the Glen's Campground donates a pair of Toronto Maple Leaf hockey tickets. And this year, Wayne Quibbles just brought in a donation from Highland Creek Builders. He brought a $250 gift card for Foodland. So that's a huge prize as well. We've got Genuine creations. They make their own woodworking and they have handcrafted cutting boards and coasters. And Tammy Donaldson usually donates us a horseback trail ride. And then we just have stuff that I've got stuff in here. What have I got in here? I got DVDs, country and western ones. There's Dog the Bounty Hunter. I've got picture frames. We've got measuring cups. There's actually quite a few crystal items. There's a beautiful China teapot and tea set that's a blue and white tea set. There's a whole bunch of kids' things. The one lady just loves getting stuff for kids. So there's a bunch of Barbie things. There's some Jurassic Park things. There's baskets. Wolf Forest Foodland usually does the big baskets, one for adults and one for kids. It's an event. We're trying to get people out, get them exposed, know what's going on, come out and have fun. And it's so relaxing. The kids can just buzz around and go play the games. And oh my gosh, they have so much fun with those tickets going around. What bucket am I going to put it in? Which thing do I really want? And then they're nail biting as we do the draw, because we let you put tickets in till 8 o'clock. Actually, you can still put tickets in, but we start at 8 o'clock drawing. There's a bunch of us that go along. Kathy Agnew announces for us, and the kids pull out the tickets. So we dump it into another bucket, shake up all the tickets, and we pull one out, announce the number who wins. And apparently it's great entertainment. I'm usually busy, so I don't get to see it. But
the annual gigantic penny raffle and spaghetti dinner takes place on Saturday, July 18th at the Keith Talman Memorial Arena. Viewing is from 1 to 3 p.m., and the event goes from 5:30 until 8 p.m. Roger says you must be in attendance when the tickets are drawn to collect your prize or have someone agree to pick it up for you.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.